KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's happy to continue to celebrate the National Day of Prayer at the White House.
So this is going to be really 4 years of celebration, so get ready. And we're going to always bring God with us. We're going to bring God to those celebrations. We're not going to forget about God.
Today's White House ceremony comes just months after the Trump administration established a task force and presidential commission seeking to protect Christians from religious discrimination. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and his deputy Alex Wong will be leaving their post in the Trump White House. That's according to multiple sources familiar with their departure. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has that story.
In March, Waltz came under scrutiny after he put together a signal chat and mistakenly included The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg, disclosing discussions with top national security officials about plans for a military strike on Houthi targets in Yemen. After Waltz admitted behind closed doors the authenticity of the reporting, White House officials debated whether he should resign, but Waltz never made the offer, and Mr. Trump did not ask him to step down at the time. Publicly, President Trump signaled his support for Waltz by calling him a good man who learned a lesson. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge has barred the Trump administration from deporting any Venezuelans from South Texas under an 18th century wartime law. U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr., the first judge to rule that the Alien Enemies Act cannot be used against people who the administration claims are gang members invading the United States. On the battlefront, Moscow appointed officials in Ukraine's Kherson region say a Ukrainian drone attack killed seven and wounded more than 20 people. Meanwhile, a Russian drone attack on Odessa killed two people and injured 15. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 222 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 341. This is SRN News. White evangelicals are standing by President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the president's most reliable allies continue to support him in his second term. 72% of white evangelicals say they approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job at present. About 70% also rate the ethics of the president's top appointees as either good or excellent. And nearly 60% of white evangelicals say they trust President Trump more than previous chief executives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of New Jersey's Supreme Court sounded skeptical at times about the effort of a Catholic diocese to stop the state from impaneling a grand jury to investigate clergy sex abuse. In arguments this week, the state's high court considered the attorney general's appeal of lower court rulings that sided with the Diocese of Camden. The question is whether grand juries can issue findings in cases involving private individuals. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has made Texas his business home as he launches rockets and builds cars in the Lone Star State.
Now, a new Musk project is taking shape. A vote is scheduled Saturday to turn the South Texas home of his SpaceX rocket company into an official city known as Starbase. Approval is likely. Most of the eligible voters are SpaceX workers. But that vote and other proposals to give the city new authority to close beaches for rocket launches has drawn critics who say the change would give Musk and his company town too much power. Keith Peters, Washington.
Well, this could be a movie. Over the last few weeks, a woodpecker has broken more than two dozen mirrors and at least one vehicle side window in Rockport, Massachusetts. But residents taking the violence in stride and having a good laugh about it. One avian biologist says lots of smaller birds will be aggressive against their own reflections. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.